Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Oldrich back on the show. Jack is one of the top futurists of our time. He's renowned around the world as such. He's the author of many books, including The Next Big Thing is Really Small. That's one of my favorites. It's about nanotechnology. Also, Foresight 2020. I'm not sure, but I think that's the new one. And he's our good friend Jack. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure to be here.
And now the new book is called, is 2020 Foresight the new book?
Yeah, Foresight 2020. I'm working on a new book called Business as Unusual, The Big Aha, but that is not out yet. But,
all right.
Foresight 2020.
Please. We expect to launch that on the show, so let us know.
Okay.
Hey, Jack.
You'll be the first to know.
A lot of people right now, their head is spinning because things are moving so fast, things are changing so fast. But I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to say that 2-3 years from now, we're going to look back on today in terms of change, in terms of technology advancement. We're going to look back, and this is going to seem like the doldrums. I think people aren't ready for the kind of quantum leap changes and innovations that are literally not in left field, because we can't quite see them, but on the other side of the fence from left field. But I think people are not quite ready for the kind of quantum leap changes that we got looking at us in the very near future. What do you think?
I think that is right. I now say in my presentations at some point, I say today is the slowest rate of change you and I will ever experience again. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit faster, the day after that a little bit faster. And then in a couple of years, yeah, today will seem incredibly slow. And let me just walk your audience really quickly through just the last month. I'm not sure if you saw 60 Minutes about a month ago, but MIT, they developed a new device, sits outside the head. By thought alone, this individual is connecting to the Internet. He thinks the question, he gets the answer. That was just one example. Just today, you know, you mentioned my book on nanotechnology. Researchers over in Israel have created new nanodrops that may potentially eliminate the need for glasses. The week before, just last week, Uber and NASA said, hey, we're working on flying cars, and we think we're going to have a plan in place by 2022. Mm-hmm. So flying cars aren't something from the Jetsons. We're working on it right now. Amazon announced the week before that that they were working on home robots. The change is coming really fast, and it can be a little overwhelming, but I actually think that the small business leader and other leaders, we're going to be able to handle this, but the first thing we all need to do is we need to lift our heads up and just become aware of how fast things are changing. That's the first priority.
Well, here's something I'd like to propose to you. There's an ironic thing going on in the economy right now. We got the lowest unemployment in the world. In our history, in many years, we have basically full employment below 4%. It's incredible how little unemployment there is, and yet the economy could soon be stalled out by having a lack of qualified employees, qualified workers. That's a great irony. And I'm going to talk about the technology. We're in a position where technology is going to start quantum leaping itself and as you say, changing more rapidly than ever before. And yet I'm predicting that our technological changes will be held back, will become less effective, because we're not going to be ready for the ethical aspect of it. What do you think?
I think so. This is going to be a fascinating issue, and I think that you're really on to something here. And the irony or the paradox I see right now is you talk about full employment, and trying to find a truck driver today is incredibly difficult. share going up, and that's wonderful for them. But because there's a shortage of truck drivers, the trucking industry are actually pushing advances in autonomous trucks. And so in 5 or 10 years, we're going to go from a shortage of drivers
right.
to a glut, because technology is going to put a lot of those people out of work. And what are the moral, ethical implications of that? And then might politicians, might the trucking drivers union try and slow these advances?
But beyond that, though, Jack, that's one ethical. That's a sociological ethical issue. But I'm talking about the ethics of that driverless truck. If that truck runs over somebody, does that truck keep going, or does it know to stop and not leave the scene of an accident? I mean, the ethics of that truck, of that, does that truck dodge up? If a child and a dog is in the front yard, in the front of it, what does that truck do? You know, I mean, these are all part of this. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about the future with a man who knows about it, Jack Aldrich. And I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.